All right, folks, it feels good to be alive, I got to tell you. I love doing this final hour on PrisonPlanet.tv. For all you subscribers out there, I love how it gets out on YouTube. I love how you spread the word. It encourages me. It lets me know that this info war will not be fought in vain. That we can take on these tyrants. That although the world we live in is ruled by evil, that does not stop us from doing good. You know, no matter how many lies, manipulative disinformation they put out there, there are going to be people like you and me, folks, that aren't going to stand for it, that are going to educate the masses, that are going to tell our friends and family, that are going to try to stop this system of corruption, of greed, of decadence, and of death. And that's what it is. So that being said, I'm just going to go through your calls for this hour. If you got something to say, now's the time to say it. Let's go to Dave in California, yet another California call. Dave, you're with us.
Code Brown, Code Brown, all you neo-commies out there, run around and scream and soil your drawers. Yeah, I got a couple things for you, Jason.
Sure.
Big hi and thank you, and God bless you, and good job to all the We Are Change folks out there, including Denver, including Ireland, including the folks that were at Chantilly and took down the Bilderbergs and made them look stupid and powerless and weak and ridiculous like they are. Bunch of hoarding little pukes. And I got two pieces of really good news for you. One,
all right.
We've had a whole week of clear blue, high blue sky, no chemtrails whatsoever, and I'm really attuned to this.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, speaking of getting DVDs out to the troops and information out to the troops, as soon as I heard this Michael Reagan and what he had to say about us and our people, I called his offices and gave him my P.O. box and demanded a response in writing to my charge that what he had done was criminal and it needed to be addressed. And if anybody in this organization is hurt as a result of it, that we're going to not only hold Michael Reagan responsible, we're going to hold the radio station and all the managers and everybody else personally liable. Also, and this is just totally off the subject, but you guys are going to love it. I know Alex is a Jimi Hendrix fan. I have a friend who just found a couple DVDs with 300 unpublished Hendrix songs and interviews and all kinds of stuff, and also a really nice DVD of him. So I'm sending that stuff out to you guys right away. There might be some good bumper stuff in there, but at least you'll enjoy it, and feel free to copy and spread it out.
Oh, excellent, man. I thank you so much for that. And, yeah, man, if anything does happen to any of us, I hope that we double, triple, quadruple our efforts. And I hope that people are going to double and triple, quadruple their efforts today after Mark Dice came on and explained that, yes, he was allowed on his radio show, but it was a pre-recorded interview. They're going to edit it any way they like. And Reagan's taken off out of the country. He feels the heat. I guarantee it. I guarantee people got a hold of his phone number. They called his house. He doesn't feel so comfortable anymore. He doesn't feel like the spoiled rich kid he was raised at. He's a real telephone tough guy. That's what I like to call these people, telephone tough guys. They'll say whatever they want behind a microphone or behind a phone, but face-to-face, tell me you're going to shoot me in the head, Michael Reagan. Get 2 feet from me and pull a gun. Let's see what happens. I thank you for the call, man. Let's keep pushing forward. Let's go to Tyler in Washington. Tyler, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here. Jason, thanks.
You got it.
I wanted to talk a little bit about this prison break over there in Kandahar.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? 1,000 people gone. Okay,
yeah.
400 of them Taliban. Now, isn't it just so convenient that they want to break out these dangerous terrorists, the terrorists that are going to get us, we can't ever secure the actual terrorists, only goat farmers. So they constantly are attacking us. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're exactly right. And, you know, and they won't give you the right statistics. You know, I finally looked it up, and there was 1,059 prisoners.
All right, hold on. We're going to talk about this on the other side because it's really important, because today they're reporting that in Afghanistan, the Taliban's taken over again. Gee, I wonder if it has anything to do with all those Taliban that escaped. Sounds like a script to me. I'm Jason Burmis. It's the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs. Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We live in a country that is the number one superpower militarily in the world, okay? But somehow, we can't get a handle on a few hundred, under a thousand Taliban members that are now wreaking havoc in Afghanistan, a war of aggression that we started almost 7 years ago. We still can't get a handle on that country due to a ragtag group of people who literally have no equipment, folks, and aren't even in the thousands. We're talking to Tyler in Washington about it. And it's mind-blowing that they still keep pulling the same enemies and not even in any significant numbers, Tyler.
That's right. You know, it sure reminds me of the two British agents that were bombing stuff and got caught, and all of a sudden they got broke out of prison.
Well, before the British MPs could even get there to break them out of the prison, the heads of the prison already knew to let them go. I mean, they knew right away. They're like, look, we don't want to get in trouble here. Obviously, these guys are military, and they were, you know, part of some covert action. It doesn't matter that they were blowing up mosques, you know, women and children. That's cool. As long as they're military, they get away with it. They've got a pass. They're above the law.
Yep. I had to read about it before it even would make it to the, you know, the little media loop that they run, you know, with the nude bicyclists and all that stuff. But, you know, 1,000 people are broken out of a prison. Well, actually, it was supposed, they say 870, and I did the math, and it was 892.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there should be an exact number if these are dangerous criminals, you know, that 22 they're missing. If 22 people broke out of a federal penitentiary here, you know, that's all you would hear about.
Listen, the bottom line is, if they were any kind of danger to any part of our national security apparatus, to any part of the United States of America, they would be detained somewhere where they wouldn't be getting out. They would be under armed U.S. Guard, okay? This is a show. This is something to put out fear and say, look, the Taliban's back. We got to stay in Afghanistan. We might not even need to deploy more troops to Afghanistan. In fact, maybe Afghanistan's going to be the focus instead of Iraq for a little while they gear up towards a war with Iran. Tyler, I thank you for the call. Let's jump to the next caller. Let's go to Eric in Wisconsin. Eric, are you with us?
Hey, how's it going, Jason?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm breathing.
All right.
Hey, listen, I hear the question constantly, mm-hmm. and I talk to a lot of people, and I've passed out some videos and whatnot, and you know, the attitude across the board is pretty much, yeah, we know the government's messed up, but well, what do you do about it?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I thought about it. I can't sleep at night, and I've come up with a plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think about the economy. I think about the political state in our country, and it really boils down to personal independence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a chain is only as strong as the weakest link, and if every single one of us could follow a plan to kind of get our own lives in order, as far as like getting out of debt, maybe running for public office, you know, we're so dependent on the system, and when the system fails, everything fails.
Well, I'm with you there, and the problem is that we have grown up in such a consumerist culture. The average family ain't getting out of debt. You know, they got $40,000 in debt just in their car alone, a couple $100,000 in debt in their home. Okay, they don't really own anything in their house because it's bought on credit. And, you know, they've probably got, you know, somewhere between $10,000 to $30,000 in the bank for all that debt. Now, the dollar's been totally devalued. I agree with your point that they need to run for local office. I really see that as the only way that we're going to be able to take this Leviathan on if we have city council members, if we have state senators, if we have people that are running for Congress in their district, okay? That's why I like what Ron Paul's doing with this campaignforliberty.org. Hopefully they're serious. Hopefully they are going to get people who believe in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights into local government, because that's the first place we need to infiltrate, Eric.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and independence is just that. For every debt that we have, or for, you know, for electricity bill or phone bill or everything, each one of those is like an arm being tied down. And, you know, how many people even grow gardens anymore? I mean, it boils down to every single part of your life that you could have control over. We're relinquishing that control for a false sense of security.
Absolutely. And look at how much our energy bills have gone up in the past, you know, 7 or 8 years since 9/11. I mean, ever since we put that into the hands of Enron, you've just seen a doubling and tripling of how much electricity costs, how much gas costs. We already know that oil is up to an unprecedented rate where we're going to start paying $5 for a gallon of gasoline in this country, and that's going to be the norm. And people have been prepped for that. You know, they spanned it out over a few years so that instead of total outrage of jumping from $1.50 to $5, they jumped to $1.50 to $2 to $2.25. Brought it down to below 2, and then it's up to 3, and now it's up to almost 4, but they'll bring it down below 3, and then it'll be $3.50 on the regular, and now it's $4 on the regular. And you watch, by the end of the summer, most of us are going to be paying $5 for a gallon of gasoline, and they've quelched most of the dissent by doing it incrementally. People are just not upset. They're just not awake, man. They're drinking the fluoridated water. They're watching 7 hours of television. They're more concerned with Britney Spears and Paris Hilton, and they've got to drop it, man. They need to wake up. They got to realize if they want a Constitution and Bill of Rights, if they want a government for and by the people, they're going to need to become that government, Eric.
I couldn't disagree more. I mean, couldn't agree more. And so, yeah, get out of debt. And these large corporations, they calculate every single penny they spend. They know where it's going and what it's going to. We don't do that. We just splurge and, you know, we go out to eat. We buy things we don't need. You know, you don't need a brand new car. You could buy a used car for a few $1,000 and have it paid for and not have that debt hanging over your head.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, man. I thank you for the call. Let's jump to yet another caller. Let's go to Charles in Ohio. Charles, are you with us?
Oh, yes, I am. I appreciate a chance to talk to you and your audience.
Thank you.
And I appreciate the work you do, too.
Well, thank you, man.
I just have a short comment. I think there's a few things people ought to know. We got an election coming up, and there ought to be questions in everybody's mind concerning, like, the global carbon tax and fuel prices.
Mm-hmm.
I've done my own research, and I think people should know that a common 4,000-pound car is capable of getting 80 miles to their gallon on straight gasoline. If the government really cared about fuel prices, they could mix our gasoline now with 50% water, 50% gasoline, and a common car can be converted to run off of water.
Mm-hmm.
And if they cared about pollution, our cars now, we currently have technology, and these things are facts. They're not fantasy. They can be backed up. A common car can be run closed loop. That's where the exhaust gas goes back into the intake.
Mm-hmm.
These would drastically increase the efficiency of an automobile and improve the miles per gallon. And these are, like I say, it's not, these are history. They're not fantasy.
Well, absolutely. I mean, if you look at it, this is about supply and demand. And they control the supply of oil now, so they can demand what they want. They have no interest in pushing these technologies. I mean, look at the electric car. I watched Who Killed the Electric Car. There's no doubt in my mind that that thing could have been improved upon, and they made it so that people who bought that car could only lease it, and they took it back. Okay, if you look at, you know, the fuel cell research, that's old school. That's very old. I mean, fuel cells are kind of a joke. If you go and Google online, I believe it's saltwater burns, you'll see how this man has converted saltwater to energy. He put it through a certain frequency. They're doing tests on it. But he converted his car to run mostly on water. That's true. The government has no interest in free energy for you and I because controlling how much power we're allowed, the heat of our homes, the amount we can travel in our car, is beneficial to them because we constantly are paying our, you know, criminal overlords to live, to breathe, to survive in this society today. So I encourage people to do the research that you're talking about, and I thank you for the call, Charles. Yeah, there's a lot of alternative energy out there, folks, and there's a lot of ways to get a hold of it. There's a ton of info. Again, saltwater burns, just bring it up. I'd play the clip over the radio, but it's not quite as convincing. You can do it. You can get on Google. All you people that aren't computer adept, go over to a friend's house and type it in. But yeah, this guy is burning salt water, creating energy. I'll admit that supposedly the frequency that goes into it, the amount of energy to produce that frequency, is more than it actually pumps out. So it's not zero point energy yet. But it's very, very interesting, and I'd like people to go take a look at that. Let's go to Helen in Florida. Helen, are you with us?
Yes, Jason. I'm so glad I met you. My shortwave is broken down, but I still remembered your number, you and Alex. To the best of my knowledge, there is no candidate that's ever been endorsed by little ETs, extraterrestrials, and these creatures are Matilda and Mumford Rabbit, and they have developed a number of good habits. The latest is the 49th habit, which is Mumford Rabbit has a habit.
All right, we're going to have to let you go because you're talking crazy talk. We don't talk crazy talk on Infowars.com. We don't talk extraterrestrials and Mumford and whatever the hell she was just talking about. You know, I'm trying to be nice to people, but this is a political show. All right, this is not a show about little gray aliens and make-believe fairies and, you know, gold at the end of the rainbow and leprechauns and unicorns, folks. We talk about real issues here and not just nutty space nuts. I mean, the media gets in a huge tizzy a few weeks ago when a guy says he's got a real live space alien on the video. Oh, but we're not going to show you the video. We'll show you the clip, but we're not going to put it out to the public because we're putting it into a documentary to make money. Oh, to make money. And I've got no problem with making money, okay? I am a diehard capitalist myself. I think you have to make money to live. You know, I'm not a communist. I'm not a socialist. I'm not one of these guys that thinks I'm going to live off the earth. All right? But I also give my stuff away for free. Alex Jones gives his stuff away for free because it's important. And a political candidate with the ET. All right. I'm not even going to give it any more attention. Let's go to Skip in California. Skip, are you with us?
Hello.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. What an honor to talk to you. I have a few things I just want to throw out there and see if you like any of these suggestions.
Sure.
One is, I know that you've had Tommy Chong on lately, and I guess apparently, from what I hear, Cheech and Chong are getting back together, and supposedly you're going to announce it about on the show. So I went through some of my old Cheech and Chong tapes, and on the album Big Bamboo, there's a segment they do called Tortured Old Man. And
hold it right there, because we've got to go to a break, but I'm interested in hearing this. You know, Cheech and Chong's Legends of Comedy, had Tommy Chong on the show twice, hopefully going to get him on with Cheech in the near future. We're taking your calls. It's the final hour of the Alex Jones Show. PrisonPlanet.tv is where you see the video feed right now.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Remember, folks, if you missed any of it, any of the four jam-packed hours of the Alex Jones Show, first hour, of course, Alex Jones. Second hour, myself and Mark Dice. Third hour, Jonathan Elinoff from We Are Change Colorado. And now the fourth hour that is being broadcast right now over PrisonPlanet.tv. Just taking your calls, seeing what you have to say. I guess I have to weed out through a few crazies, but, you know, that's the nature of the business. You're going to get crazy people in all walks of life. Right now, we are talking to Skip about Tommy Chong and Cheech and Chong, one of their early albums, I guess. He said Old Bamboo. You with us, Skip?
Big Bamboo.
Big Bamboo.
And if ever there were a segment that they made that was made perfect for this show, it would be that clip. And what it is it's like supposed to be a late night TV show. Some guy's asleep and the TV's on, and there's an inquisitor that's trying to get this old man to sign papers saying that he didn't torture him, and get the old man to sign a paper, they put a cigarette out in his eye. It sounds bad, but the way they present it, it makes torture look ridiculous in a humorous but understandable way. You got to hear it, and then you'll see what I'm talking about.
Well, send us the MP3. You said it's off of Big Bamboo. What's the title of the track? Maybe we can download it.
Tortured Old Man.
Tortured Old Man. All right, I'll keep it in mind. I thank you for the call, Skip. We got plenty of callers here at the Alex Jones Show. Let's jump to Vinny in New York. Vinny, are you with us?
Yes, Jason. How you doing today?
Good, man.
Appreciate you having me on the call. I've got two subjects here, and hopefully I can get through them quickly. One is chemtrailing, as you know, is happening all over New York, just basically almost every single day. I've contacted the governor twice, the office, no response. I've contacted the DEC commissioner, Pete Granis, with at least 5 emails, and I forwarded these emails to different people in the movement, as well as Kent Schneider and other people, and no response yet. And, you know, I want some action on this, basically, to investigate that our air is being poisoned. You know, I go outside, and there's a gold powder on my car. I know they've been chemtrailing before I even look up in the sky.
Well, Vinny, I can't agree with you more. And the only problem is that this is obviously a federal program that is taking place across the country and probably globally. It's probably really a globalist program. So,
understood.
Yeah, so I'm just saying that your attorney general, you know, New York, David Patterson, the governor, these guys are going to ignore you. What I would suggest is to go to local government, to go to a city council meeting and have your state senator or run for office as a congressman. Listen, I'm with you, and I like what you've done. I'm just saying that I see it. And it's the only way that we're going to bring this issue to the forefront is through local media, just like they did in California, and local government. And it is a real issue. You know they're poisoning us, Vinny. And I just see those things being ignored. I say take a camera down to your local city council meeting, bring up the subject, and demand that they bring it up with their superiors.
That's what I'm doing right now. I have a local environmental company looking into this, so we have actual documented tests and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the other thing is the man's name is Pete Granis, and I give out the email. Just maybe people in New York want to email him just for fun to fill up his email box.
Mm-hmm.
It's Pete Granis, Grannis, @GW, like George Washington, .DEC.state.NewYork.US. You know, so that was one issue that's really disturbing me, that you can't even go out and it's supposed to be a clear day and there's poison in our air. Yeah, I was told to do it on a state level because the government isn't going to listen to us, so I figured I'd start there. The other issue is, how about this for an idea? And I don't know, you know, it's been suggested, I'm sure, but have you ever heard of Ithaca Hours?
No, but I've been to Ithaca.
Well, Ithaca Hours is a local currency they use. Wouldn't it be a nice idea if we could all just start using local currency and cut the Fed out of the equation? We don't use your money anymore. We use our own local currency.
Well, that is a great idea, but I would also say that, you know, the way around that is to start investing in silver and gold, and it's pretty easy to get a $20 silver piece. And 9 times out of 10, if you're at a local market and you're not at a Walmart or a big, you know, complex, they're going to take that silver, realizing it's hard currency. And I think we just really got to continue to educate the masses that the Federal Reserve banking system is not federal. It is a private corporatized bank that is designed to put us and keep us into debt.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. So,
all right,
we're going to continue to pursue this chemtrail activity, though, because I don't want it here in New York State.
I can't stand it, and I got to tell you, up in Oneonta, I see it all the time. I filmed it. They've really put the full-court press on in the last 18 to 24 months, and I thank you for what you're doing, because I'd like to breathe some fresh air myself. Let's jump to yet another caller. Let's go to Leo in Massachusetts. Leo, what's on your mind?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Jason,
yes.
I think we're missing a really great opportunity here.
Well, hold on. We're about to go to break. You tell me what that opportunity is on the other side. This is the Alex Jones Show. Remember, TV stream right now, PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
My husband has had lots of blood pressure problems. It would just be really high. The doctor had worked with him, and he'd give him some medication for a little while. It would maybe work, and then it wouldn't. And he was going back and forth, and my husband's not the type that he wants to go to the doctor anyway. He'll wait till he is in major problems. So a friend gave us a bottle of Cardivite, and he started on it, and within a very short time, I'm going to say 2 weeks at the most, it was just leveling out. And as long as he's been on these, it has literally saved his life.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers across America. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
Man thinks, cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he please. And if things don't change things.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. I am not Alex Jones. I am Jason Burmis. I'm going to be in with you for the remainder of the week. Alex Jones taking some much-deserved time off with his family, a little vacation town, USA. I'm actually going to be going to New York the final week of June for a wedding. One of my best friends from high school is getting married, and you know, she's a neocon. She worked for George Pataki for a little bit, and she just won't listen to me. I'm kind of laughed at. I get a couple calls here and there. I remember she was in Jamaica, and somebody was having a screening of Loose Change, so she gave me a ring. And, you know, she's seen the movie, and she just doesn't want to buy into it. But I'll tell you what, when I go to this wedding, and that's in a couple weeks, she's getting a copy of Endgame. She's getting a copy of Martial Law. She's getting a copy of Loose Change Final Cut. She's getting a copy of Order of Death. She's getting the whole shebango. She's getting a big old stack, you know, and it'll be with the cash I give her, but I hope and I pray that at some point she's going to take a look at this information, and it's going to scare her into awakening. You know, I'm not going to give up on my friends. I'm not going to give up on my family, and I encourage all of you out there to do the same, to keep trying to spread the truth, no matter what the obstacle you face seems like, whether it seems impenetrable, whether you seem like you're so small that you can't have an effect. That's nonsense. We can all have an effect. We can all have a big effect if we want to. And we're talking to Leo in Massachusetts that feels that we've lost an opportunity. What opportunity have we lost out on?
Well, we haven't lost. We're kind of missing the opportunity.
Okay.
With all the gas price rises, why aren't we passing out an address of a website to these people to find out why the gas is going up. And I think this is a striking right at the point of production.
Well, what website would you website would you endorse?
Oh, I would say, you know, I would create a website called Why Gas Prices Are Up or something like that.
Hey, man, nothing's stopping you from doing it. Maybe you don't know technologically how to do that, but it's so easy now to get a WordPress site, and it's literally type and publish. And if you want to do it, man, nothing is stopping you from doing that.
But more
and then,
than that,
okay,
I think
go ahead.
The other idea I want is to see is somebody who really is good at making up a menu. Now, New World Order sounds like it's something like a restaurant,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we should have, you know, like appetizers and entrees and just desserts and all that kind of stuff.
Well, that would be a nice little YouTube clip, I got to admit, or maybe a nice little PDF pamphlet that we could spread around.
Well, I'm thinking of just put it on a web page somewhere so people can copy it and put it on the water cooler.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the water cooler is a powerful place if we know how to use it.
No, I agree. Well, that's why I always encourage people to talk to their coworkers, to their friends, to their family, the people that are around. A lot of people know this information, and for some reason, they can't get past the barrier of sharing it with others. They feel like they're going to be ostracized, they're not going to be invited to events, they're going to be looked at funny. Look, I don't care about that stuff. You can look at me funny all you want. I have the truth on my side. And, you know, I've turned some heads, raised some eyebrows, been laughed at many a time. And you just got to have a thick skin, man. This is life or death. This isn't a time to let feelings get in the way. Leo, I thank you for the call. Sorry, I let him go. I apologize. As soon as I say that, they let you go. You know, we can't fit it all in. I encourage him if he wants to do that, because I think that's a great idea. But really what should happen is somebody should be outside of an ExxonMobil or a Texaco with an InfoWars.com banner or a PrisonPlanet.com banner under why are gas prices so high? Because this lays it out. This doesn't just show you, you know, why they're gouging you for gas. This shows you how the system works, how the right and left are fake. They're controlled. They're a paradigm. They are putting you into a mindset of believing that you're a Republican or a Democrat or a donkey or an elephant or a conservative or a liberal. It's all bull. It's all there to put you into this two-party system where a third party or a fourth party or another voice does not get to speak, does not get to be heard by the masses. All right, let's take another New York phone call. Let's go to Kirk in New York. Kirk, you with us?
Hey, how's it going, Jason?
Good, man. How you doing?
Good. I just want to say you guys are doing an awesome job. Keep it up. And I'm really looking forward to your and Alex's new film coming out.
Oh, thank you, man.
And just a quick point.
Oh, did we lose him? I think we lost him on his end. I'm sorry, Kirk. I wish we could have talked to you. Yeah, that's right. Remember, 9/11 Truth Rising, be out the 4th of July. Oh. Yeah, oh, you're back, Kirk. Oh, okay, cool. Go ahead. What were you going to say? Go ahead.
I was just going to make a point. I actually work for an airlines out of LaGuardia,
mm-hmm.
and I've seen, you know, since 9/11, how the security's changed, and it's just it's horrendous.
Now, do you work TSA? Do you work TSA?
No.
Okay.
I actually work for an airline.
Okay, so you actually work for the airline. Now, in your opinion, have you seen anything, and LaGuardia is a big airport, folks. LaGuardia and JFK are two of the largest in the world. Have you seen any evidence that there is a real terror threat? In other words, somebody getting through with some explosives, somebody being detained for being suspicious, and it turns out he did have some kind of connections? Because from what I've heard, and my boy used to work down in LaGuardia with TSA for about 4 years, he told me that anytime anything got through, and it usually would come in parts, like, like a bomb would come in three parts, and what they would do is they would have a team of like five or six people, but it would always end up being a drill. And they wouldn't let them know it was a drill until they either got through with the materials or they busted them and they were about to detain them. Is that what you found?
I've never seen anything even remotely close to a threat, a problem, anything. In fact, the closest thing I could say that would be a problem or a threat since the TSA has been implemented into the security system.
Mm-hmm.
They used to have really good people hired through the airlines to do the security. It wasn't invasive. I'm sure you remember.
Mm-hmm.
And now with TSA, it's just a free-for-all.
It really is. It's a power trip almost, you know?
Exactly, and they love it. And really, I mean, I saw them. They fired really good people. And, you know, no offense, because it's across the board. I've flown all over the place. Mm-hmm. And it's just, they find really bad people a lot
of times.
Disgusting. Not everybody, but...
It's disgusting. They literally hire people that want to get in other people's business, that want to demean other people, that want to go on this power trip. It's a revolving door. There's no qualifications whatsoever. You know, you can get hired off the street as one of these guys. And this is the guy that's going through your bag. Oh, what's this? What's that? I mean, I'm a professional documentary filmmaker. Okay, I go through with a big XL2 in a case. Now, this is obviously a camera. They make me take it out of the box. Then after it's out of the box and it goes through, oh, well, we're going to have to swab it for bomb-making material. I'm like, it's a lens, man. It's a $2,000 lens, and you've got to swab it for bomb-making material? What came up in my profile that gives you the right to do that? What alarm went off? They already throw you through those. I don't know if they've got them in LaGuardia. They got them in Albany, so I would imagine they have them in LaGuardia. But those little machines now that you step in and it puts off those poofs of air to detect, you know, bomb residue or whatever, you got those in LaGuardia?
Seen those in LaGuardia yet, but I'm sure they're on the way. But I do know that there are some, as far as TSA goes, they have put some of the X-ray machines downstairs, the CTX machines, to where people, you know, they say they're trying to make it easier for passengers to get through quicker. But I've actually worked, and I don't want to say too much, but I've worked downstairs near these people. And I've seen just crazy things.
Yeah, I mean, let's be clear.
Things and, you know, I mean...
They go through all your bags now. I get a Homeland Security pamphlet in my bags every single time. I try not to put anything of too much value in a bag because I am worried about thievery. I carry anything of any kind of value that I absolutely need onto the plane with me, even if that makes it so I have to check a bag at the plane, because they encourage you now, oh, it's only one take-on, maybe it's two. American Airlines is now charging you for bags. It's getting out of control, Kirk. I thank you for the call. I really hope we can turn it around, folks, because the tyranny in the airport is just one small piece of the puzzle. Let's go to Fred in Philly. Fred, are you with us? Oh, Fred dropped off. It's too bad. I wanted to talk to him about the biometric wine scanner out of the Philly news there. That's right, folks. Biometric wine scanner. How does that work? What do you mean, wine scanner? Well, they're going to have a nice little place that you prop up. It's going to have your favorite wines. It's going to be kind of like a vending machine, if you will. And it's going to biometrically scan you to see if you're old enough to drink. Now, if you pass all of their qualifications, and you're not drunk, by the way, because you're also going to be taking a breathalyzer, you can't be drunk in buying the wine. I'm sure it's going to be some kind of a ludicrous 0.01 or 0.02 limit. And you're not going to be allowed to buy wine. They're going to ID you right there. They're going to decide whether you're drunk. You're going to blow into a thing. Total slavery. Total police state. We got some Florida calls out there. Let's go to Pablo in Florida. Pablo, are you there?
Oh, yeah. I'm hanging in here.
All right, man. What's up?
Same thing, different day. You know, I almost wanted to tell you about some crazy stuff, but I didn't want to do it on the air. So let's just talk about... You were just talking about how much trouble you were having with your friend up in New York. She's from your high school, and you want to give her the truth.
Uh-huh.
I can tell you that when I was 19 or 20, and I came back from my little top-secret stint in the military, I came back to my friends in high school in the Midwest, and I would say to them, yeah, I'm almost 50 now, and I'd say, dude, you got no clue. You know, I'm weak at the knees. We're just the most evil country on the planet. It's amazing what we're doing. I had some inside info, and my friends looked at me, who hadn't seen me in a few years, and they said, oh, man, you're out of your mind.
Yeah, and you're the one serving in the military. See, it goes so deep that we don't want to believe that our country could be anything but what we were taught as a kid. You know, we did the Pledge of Allegiance. This is the place where, you know, the American dream, man, anybody can become president. You can become anything you want to be, and I bought into that. I remember back in 99 when I went to Woodstock there, I was just screaming out how much I love this country. If you didn't like it, get out. Just total jingoism, total ignorance, just no idea about what our real foreign and domestic policy was about. And, you know, I really feel like, although 9/11 was super tragic, it really kick-started the awakening in this country. It's what woke me up. It's what's woken up a lot of my friends. And it continues to wake people up with the help of people like Dennis Kucinich, who are on the House floor now trying to impeach the president and his administration for their actions on and after 9/11.
When somebody wakes up, you know, they get all feverish and crazy, like, oh, my God, I got to tell everybody. This is just the best thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's a little scary. You know, you get a little too vocal with too much truth, and somebody sees you and the powers that be, and you disappear.
Well, you know, that's a risk all of us run, Pablo, and quite frankly, I just can't live in that kind of fear. I think Dennis Kucinich was dead on when he told Alex that when you talk about these things, and it is scary, and I lost a lot of sleep. I mean, a lot of sleep when I first started getting into 9/11 truth. There were nights that I was just waking up with nightmares, cold sweats, for months at a time. I mean, it really, especially after I saw Road to Tyranny. But like Dennis Kucinich says, a lot of the times the things you fear, you inadvertently bring into your life. And I just got to live with no fear. Pablo, I thank you for the call. I've got to just go day to day. I've got to be positive, you know. Alex always jokes about how I'm so smiley in the studio. It's because I really do enjoy life, folks. I love my life. Even when I was working, you know, 60 hours a week, two separate jobs, and, you know, I saw what was going on in the country and Bush was being reelected, I still loved my life. I still knew there were positive forces in my life. I still knew that I was a free human being and that I could create my own destiny. We can all create our own destinies, and that's the bottom line. If we get together and we want a country formed by the people, one with a constitutional government, one that encourages freedom and civil liberties, we can do it together, I promise you. Let's go to Mary in Florida. Mary, are you with us?
Hi. Own program you covered all the years, mm-hmm. Constitution, Bill of Rights, Federal Reserve, IRS, UN, HARP, vaccines, mm-hmm. all these topics.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to make, and you believe in analogies, made the point. This friend, I heard of you a few minutes ago,
mm-hmm.
that you're kind of ridiculing what, these little creatures, but they're afraid that we're going to blow up their planet along with ours. That was the whole point, and they've covered all these topics, and that was the point, trying to make a strong point, not anything fairy tale whatsoever.
Was this the aliens thing? Oh, my, all right, thanks for the call. Jeez, man, I can't get rid of these alien people. Come on. Look, I'm not going to pretend like I know the entire universe, but they love it when people try to associate 9/11 truth with spacemen and UFOs. That's what the disinfo folks do. Okay, that's what Popular Mechanics did when I debated them at Democracy Now. They brought up Area 51 and UFOs and Holocaust denial. These are the things they want you to talk about. Listen, there's a reason that the last 20 years our culture has pushed these little gray men with big eyes. Okay, I encourage you to go read Order Out of Chaos by Paul Joseph Watson. He has a whole chapter on it. Now, I don't know if there's life on other planets. I've looked into the UFO thing. I definitely think that there are UFOs. I don't know what they are. I don't know if they're, you know, military aircraft. They come from another dimension. They're a living being. God knows what they are. Okay? I'm not going to pretend to know, but that's garbage, man. I don't want to talk about that on a show when we're trying to save this country. Spacemen don't want us to blow up the world. Come on. I don't want us to blow up the world. I'm a real person. I don't want us to blow up the country. I don't want us to implode the country. I don't want us to become slaves inside FEMA camps. That's a real issue. They built those FEMA camps. Okay, they're throughout the country. They've got all these plastic containers that look an awful lot like portable coffins, stacking three bodies on top. That's what worries me. That's what concerns me. And calling in with separate names so you can get your alien agenda point on just pisses me off. All right, we got about 10, 15 minutes left in the show. Remember, you can listen to the entire rebroadcast over at Infowars.com. We're going to be spinning that for 24 hours. Love the Infowars.com, folks. All right, let's go to Rick in Ohio. Rick, are you with us?
I sure am.
All right, man, what's on your mind?
I'm glad I hung in there to talk to you. Listen, I'm calling about the issue Dennis Kucinich is pushing. I'm from Ohio,
mm-hmm.
and he's quite an American hero. I followed him for years, even when he saved a mini light plant and the bankers got mad at him and virtually tried to destroy the guy. But he saved mini light in Cleveland and saved the taxpayer millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this issue that he's pushing now for impeachment is something I give him a lot of credit for.
There was also a congresswoman a number of years ago, which I found out through research, that had tried to do the same thing before she retired.
Cynthia McKinney?
And that didn't go anywhere anyway.
Hey, are you talking about Cynthia McKinney? I just want to let you know that she did not retire. She has now been taken out of office twice as a congresswoman out of Georgia. She held basically a 9/11 truth hearing up on Capitol Hill back in, it was either in 03 or 04. Absolutely. Go check out, there's a whole documentary about a lot of it. It's American Blackout. Actually, Cynthia McKinney is in our movie briefly, in Loose Change, Final Cut. But she's running for president, man, under, I believe, the Green Party. She is still politically active, and she wants to bring it back. She's a great lady. I discussed some big things off camera with her outside of 9/11 Truth. I encourage people to support her. All right, we got one more caller on the other side. Remember, this is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmess. I'll be here for the remainder of the week. MySpace.com/JasonBurmess. Infowars.com. We'll be back with the final segment after this.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
If you're an adult male, you need to listen to this information. By the age of 60, half of all men have a prostate-related problem. In the past, many men have turned to saw palmetto to support prostate health. But now, there's something much better. It's called Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. In fact, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same benefits of one dose of Beta Prostate. It's guaranteed to provide noticeable support, even if you're already having prostate-related health issues. Now you can get Roger Mason's Beta Prostate formula through this special offer. And if you call now, you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Beta Prostate with your order. Feel a difference or your money back. Here's how to order.
Call now to order Beta Prostate. Dial 1-800-457-9914. Support your prostate with safe, all-natural ingredients. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Fuel prices are at an all-time high with no relief in sight. Do you feel powerless against the large oil companies? Now you can fight back. Dure Alt Fuel Conditioner from Fuel Saver Incorporated is the solution you need for power, performance, and especially savings. Fuel Saver Inc.'s conditioner increases miles per gallon in gas and diesel engines and reduces emissions, saving up to 70 cents on each gallon of fuel you purchase. This remarkable fuel conditioner also cleans fuel injectors and pumps, reduces engine noise, and saves you money on costly repairs. Your engine will run like new with improved miles per gallon, and the savings far exceed the cost of the product. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com, or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811, or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Duralt Fuel Conditioner. Start saving on fuel today.
Before you slip into unconsciousness.
All right, folks, final segment of the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmess. Remember, Alex was in for the first hour today. Second hour, we had Mark Dice on with a little preview of that Mike Reagan show that's going to air tonight. He did a pre-recorded interview where Mike Reagan really just put out the propaganda. He's going to edit it any way he likes. Let's make this story explode. Let's not let Reagan just go off to another country and let it just kind of pass by. No, he threatened to kill us. He threatened to have us shot. He encouraged it. He said he was going to pay for the bullets after we are dead. I'll pay for the bullets. You know, let's put Mark Dice up on a firing squad. That's a great idea. No blindfold. And let's fire away. That's a real good thing to say. I'm real happy for you. I'm real happy that you're encouraging people to get shot. That's nice. You know, I'm not advocating that man be strung up. I'm advocating that man has to go into a court of law. That man has to, you know, face the justice system and do a little time. You know, he should spend 6 months in prison, maybe a year. If something happens to any of us, I really think he should be in prison for the rest of his life. All right, let's take a couple callers on the final segment here. Let's go to Chris in Florida. Chris, are you there?
Hey, Jason.
How you doing, Chris?
Doing a great job.
Thanks, man.
And I was going to say a suggestion I had for you.
Mm-hmm.
And what I do is for people who are a little bit skeptical of some of the information, what I try to do is pick something that affects them, like gas prices.
Mm-hmm.
I had an uncle who was a CPA,
mm-hmm.
and I got him The Creature from Jekyll Island.
Nice. Very good book, by the way.
You know, for Father's Day. Yeah, real, real good book. And, you know, I kind of approach it from there, you know.
I do the same thing, man. Exactly. Exactly. That's the way to do it. You find common ground. The problem
right.
is that this friend of mine, she was valedictorian. Her father was my student guidance counselor. They think they know it all. You know, they were the rich people in the town. They have this yuppie mentality, this yuppie idea that they're always right, you know, and it doesn't matter what you put out. It's literally going to be something that affects them personally, not just can affect them, you know, like gas prices or this and that. They're going to have their home taken away. They're going to have their car repoed before they start saying, oh, my God, this stuff is real. They're going to have to vaccinate their kid and find out that it's got autism from these vaccinations before they learn. Some people are just that stubborn, and it's not going to stop me. You know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the videos I give her at the wedding, they're going to watch over the next couple months. Maybe they will have
plant the seeds.
That's right.
You know?
And if it doesn't, that's okay. That's okay, too, because there's plenty of my friends that I'm going to see at this wedding, too, that it has worked on. You know, another one of my buddies that I'm actually going to be staying with in a hotel, he was the guy I almost joined the military with. We literally went down. We took the ASVAB test together. We were going to join the National Guard together. He ended up joining. I didn't. He ended up going to Iraq. I didn't. He ended up getting blown up. I didn't. You know, he lost hearing in one of his ears. And to this day, even after all the press coverage, and I mean, literally, this kid's like my brother, you know, grew up down the block, baseball, soccer together, everything. And he will not watch Loose Change just in the fear that I may be able to turn his mind around. And he doesn't think he could live with himself with the things that he did in Iraq if he didn't believe 110% in this war on terror.
And, Jason,
mm-hmm.
also, I wanted to ask you, I wanted to get a video camera,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't know. I know you're saying there were some good second-gen ones.
Oh, yeah.
All
right, this is what I suggest you do. There's two places to go. You can either go on eBay if you're willing to just search for a bargain and shop that way, or go to Newegg.com. All right? You can literally get a nice 720 by 480 camera right now for under $300, probably a real badass one. And for $100 to $200, you can get one that's not bad, man. So, you know, keep up the fight. Chris, go get a camera. Start posting on YouTube. We can all do that, folks. You know, Alex Jones is an inspiration to me, and he should be an inspiration to you all about the power of one man and what we can do, what we can create, how we can fight tyranny. Remember, the rebroadcast starts in about 30 seconds. Over at Infowars.com, I'm Jason Burmis. I'll be back tomorrow. It's the Alex Jones Show.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.